Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt joins Al Sharpton to promote Boycott of Hate. By Joel B. Polak on June 28, 2020. Jonathan Greenblatt, CEO of the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, joined Al Sharpton on MSNBC on Sunday evening to promote a boycott effort against Facebook to force the social media giant to ban certain political advertisements. The Stop the Hate campaign includes several far-left-wing groups, including those that have been involved in efforts to boycott news media. 1. Sleeping Giants has admitted that its boycott efforts have resulted in a broader withdrawal by advertisers from news media in general. Greenblatt joined Sharpton, not for the first time, despite Sharpton's documented history of hate speech, including racism, anti-Semitism, and homophobia. Greenblatt commented on President Donald Trump's earlier retweet of a video of a clash among protesters in the Villages in Florida, during which one white protester shouted "White Power." The president deleted the retweet, and the White House stated that he had not heard the words. "The president of the United States seems only able to divide and not unite," Greenblatt said. Greenblatt said nothing about the anti-Semitic and racist rhetoric of Black Lives Matter protests, including the vandalism of several synagogues and the ransacking of kosher markets and other Jewish-owned stores in Los Angeles earlier this month. "We are committed right now to fighting the hate that threatens us all," Greenblatt said, boasting that several major advertisers had withdrawn support from Facebook. "It was a successful effort," he said, "to finally hold Mark Zuckerberg accountable." Ironically, the ADL opposes boycotts of Israel through the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions, BDS, movement, which falsely accuses Israel of the same kind of racism that the ADL says it is fighting in the United States. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, is available for pre-order. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.